Bill Maher, John Cleese say New York Times is not reliable news, they lie to you by what they emit. By Warner Todd Houston on March 19, 2024. Bill Maher and John Cleese have had it with the New York Times, and are blasting the left-wing paper for lying to readers and pushing an agenda, instead of the news. The denunciations came during Maher's Club Random podcast posted on Monday, during which the pair rail about the downfall of the old gray lady. The New York Times on Sunday very often has on the back page of the weekend review a focus group with people, like 12 people. And I'm reading this, like, thinking, oh, we're so fucked. They're just saying the dumbest shit, and it's printed in the New York Times, Maher noted. Cleese responded, saying, I used to think that's a great newspaper, and I don't anymore. I don't either. And I mean, it's sad because it was, like, on my breakfast table when I was a kid. It was in my parents' house, Maher exclaimed. Maher went on to lament that the paper is failing because it's not just give me the facts. There's way too much editorializing on the front page. The way the articles that are just supposed to be the facts are slanted one way. And I'm not even necessarily for the other side. Maher explained, adding that he just wants someone to tell the whole truth and not just their opinion. Trying to get a really accurate picture of something has got harder and harder and harder, Cleese agreed. The hard thing is getting any reliable information. Cleese did have a caveat about propaganda and noted that it has been with humanity since the beginning. The Monty Python alum also cited the lies that 15th century Britain's King Richard III was a hunchback as an example. Meanwhile, the paper that claims to be independent and interested only in the truth is taking $100 million from left-wing Google in a deal to feature the paper's content on Google's platforms. Other celebrities, including comedian Amy Schumer and Oscar winner Jessica Chastain, have also publicly slammed the paper over its coverage of Israel. Other celebrities have been speaking out against the paper, as well. New York-based actor and social media gadfly Michael Rapaport, for instance, is calling for a boycott of the paper over its lies about Israel. Meanwhile, more and more people may be coming to the same conclusions as Maher and Cleese, as the New York Times has lost millions and has engaged in waves of layoffs. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.